Bravo.
Today, we're finally getting this done. Yeah. America's moving again, and your life is going to change for the better.
And despite the cynics, Democrats and Republicans, we can work together. We can deliver real results.
We're at an inflection point in world history. Things are changing, not just here, across the world. And the question is, how do we respond to it?
You look good, Mr. President.
Earlier this month, Pfizer announced that its antiviral pill for people infected by COVID-19, I'm announcing today that we have purchased 10 million treatment courses. I'll continue to take steps necessary to save lives and end this pandemic. Peanut butter and jelly were selected based on their temperament, appearance, and I suspect vaccination status. Instead of getting basted, these two turkeys are getting boosted.
Well, Miss Janet, he pardoned the turkeys, peanut butter and jelly. Isn't that so special of the president?
It's so special. Let's not forget, let's get another little dig in on the vaccines, just for good measure.
Yeah.
Great.
Yeah, that little puff piece of all Joe's accomplishments brought to you by MSNBC.
Uh-huh.
Or NBC News, the reputable news source that... Brian Williams is leaving, and he is making sure that he's getting his good vibes.
And I think his turkeys in a row.
He could be the next. Wouldn't it be fun to see Brian Williams as the press secretary? Because Jen Jen's going to be leaving.
Is she?
Yeah, she says she's leaving. Yeah, she said a little while back.
Why would on earth would she be leaving?
Now it's time for her to go
she's
make money.
She's ruining the school.
She's going to make money now.
There's like a revolving door in that position.
It really is.
Nobody wants to be that.
Yeah, you don't stay very long in that position.
Wow.
And then you go make oodles of money.
I guess there's been some who have made it through an entire administration.
Not many.
Just not the last couple.
Yeah, that's the truth.
Okay.
Oh, my gosh. It's Monday. Welcome, everybody.
It is Monday. Hope you had a great weekend.
You know what? Went to the Liberty game, froze my rear end off.
Right.
And by about midway through the third quarter, took our former foster child, and he was ready to leave by midway through the second quarter. He didn't care what the score was. He cared about the temperature of his hands and feet.
Well, that's kind of easy to understand.
So we left just in time. I was told by one of my buddies, Jeff, who was sitting behind us. Jeff said, "You left at the right time." I said, "Yeah, they were getting ready to go down 3 scores in the third quarter."
Yikes.
And he said that he left shortly thereafter. So Liberty, unfortunately, did not do so well on Friday. They are 7-4 now.
Hmm.
Still probably bowl eligible. But, you know, it's kind of like this, Janet. It's with bowl games, you know, the better you do, the better the bowl you get.
Sure.
And there are so many bowls out there. I think I'm at shopping at Target looking at bowls. There's just so many of them.
Right.
And they did the Cure Bowl the last 2 years.
And I remember when that started.
Yeah. There used to be a handful of bowls when I was growing up.
Right.
And then there's the Tostito.
Salsa bowl.
Yeah. The Tostito salsa spoon bowl. It used to be the Tostito, then the salsa bowl, and now they're down to the spoon.
Okay.
But anyway, we'll see
whatever
if Liberty
works.
Gets one. You know, they do have a winning season. They play
overall, yeah.
Yeah, they play Army next Saturday.
Okay.
So there we go. That's enough sports. And our own Trey, our own sports guy, is not here today. He's sick.
Under the weather, yeah.
He's sick, so we're winging it without him.
He's and what a place to get stranded. He's like up in Northern Virginia.
Yeah.
Oh, Chris, that would make me feel a little queasy too, so I get it.
Yep.
You need to come home quickly, my friend. Come home. Thought of the day for this Monday. Be the change that you wish to see in the world. Interesting.
Yeah.
Not a lot of that going on right now. At all.
Yeah.
434-248-0704. That's our text number. We always give you that because we want you to participate in our my jam trivia.
And it is, wow, you gave me a lot to read. It's a small paragraph.
I hope you reviewed. Hope you studied up.
It's Monday. Oh, mm-hmm. I did study.
All right.
On this day in 1984, Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood presented a sweater to the Smithsonian. But did you know there was a time in his career he played a character that wasn't himself? It was on a show he loved so much he requested to be in it, playing, of course, a good guy. It was a show that was running during the 90s. So this was a 1990 show that Fred Rogers showed up on. He loved the show. This is really cool because of the because I know the answer and I won't blurt it
right.
out. I promise.
Good job.
You know, but it was a really good, wholesome show. Mm-hmm. One of those, you know, we just don't have a whole lot of those anymore.
No, we don't. It's true.
They're in reruns. That's about it.
Yeah. 434-248-0704 is the text number. Text us. What show do you think it was that Mr. Rogers loved so much he wanted to be on the show, and he played a fictional character, mm-hmm. the only time he ever did that. Mm-hmm. On this day in history, 1955, RCA Records makes its best investment ever, paying $35,000 to Sun Records for Elvis Presley's contract.
Yeah.
Can you imagine?
Him and the Colonel.
What that contract would have been worth.
Oh, my gosh.
In today's terms.
Yeah. Yep.
I think even if you translated that in today's money, mm-hmm. it was still a bargain.
Oh, yeah.
Probably.
Yeah, for sure. Here we go.
November of 1955, Elvis was at the Peabody to finalize the contract with RCA. The RCA executives had come down from New York. Chick Crumpacker had come down, and there was photos taken with Bob Neal and Colonel Tom Parker.
He was just named the Colonel. They always just called him the Colonel.
And who is that?
That's some music historian.
Scottish guy. Yeah. All right. I like to hear him talk. makes me feel good.
Good.
Seamus.
Let's get us some scotch.
That's right. In 1963, U.S. President John F. Kennedy is assassinated by Lee Harvey Oswald while riding in an open-top motorcade in Dallas, Texas.
In the infamous broadcast where they cut into the Days of Our Lives, I believe.
From Dallas, Texas, the flash, apparently official, President Kennedy died at 1 p.m. Central Standard Time, 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, some 38 minutes ago.
And then this long pause, Walter Cronkite is visibly moved whole thing.
So do you think Lee Harvey did it? Or do you think he was the patsy?
I think he was in on it. Let's put it this way. I was obsessed with this growing up. Mm-hmm. Matter of fact, there was a guy in my school who had, back then it was a big deal to get a copy of the Zapruder film. He showed it in our history class. And I'll never forget this was horrible. Because he probably paid a lot of money for it back then. The camera froze up. And it started melting the frames. The frames have to go past that lens really fast because it's so hot. And literally, we saw it freeze, and the frames were starting to melt right there on the screen. The guy ran over and shut the thing down so it wouldn't ruin the rest of his film. But the Zapruder film shows a lot. I don't know if we'll ever know. Yeah. There's been a lot of conspiracies, obviously. Peter Jennings did a huge thing on it. Years ago, and he concluded that it was just Lee Harvey Oswald. I just think it was possibly the perfect storm for one guy to pull it off, but for somebody to shoot, they had an expert. They recreated the whole scenario, and they had one of the best marksmen, and he barely could pull it off.
Well, and you know, there were three failed attempts before they were successful.
Mm.
Did you know that?
I did not. Of Kennedy?
Of Kennedy.
Mm.
Three failed plots to kill JFK.
Wow.
And that's been pretty well documented. That's why I don't think it was Lee Harvey Oswald. I don't think he was by himself.
Right.
Because there were three other attempts.
Sure.
I don't think he had the means to mm-hmm. be traveling all over the country.
Oh, sure.
To try to assassinate Kennedy. Mm-hmm. So that's kind of what makes me fall that way, I guess.
Yeah.
And that
some
kind
say
of
it was Louisiana Mafia, the star man
mm-hmm.
that supposedly in one of the still shots
right.
looked like a puff of flash.
Right.
They think that was a shot that could be tied in with the grassy knoll and the whole
I don't know. I think this is going to go on the way of Jack the Ripper. I think people are always going to wonder.
Hundreds of years,
In 1963, the same day, Lyndon B. Johnson was sworn in as the 36th U.S. president after the assassination of President Kennedy.
Vice President Lyndon Johnson has left the hospital in Dallas, but we do not know to where he has proceeded. Presumably, he will be taking the oath of office shortly and become the 36th president of the United States.
Tough days back then.
For sure. In 1984, Fred Rogers of PBS, Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood, presents a sweater to the Smithsonian Institute.
This is a better vibe than that last one.
Indeed.
Could you be mine? It's a neighborly day.
Yeah.
The days of Mr. Rogers, how we miss him. In 1999, Toby Keith put out this song. It ended up being the Billboard Song of the Year in 2000, How Do You Like Me Now?
How do you like me now? How do you like me now? Now that I'm on my way, you still think I'm crazy standing here today. I couldn't make you love me, but I always dreamed about living in your radio.
He's got an interesting vibrato, doesn't he?
Yeah.
The way he makes that thing do whatever it does.
Yeah, he's got his own unique sound,
yeah,
that's for sure. Hey, birthdays that we're celebrating today. Scarlett Johansson is turning 37 years old.
And I don't know where her audio bit went. I had it earlier.
Well, she's Scarlett Johansson.
It's been that kind of morning.
But I cooked the beef cheek, which is a better dish, and nobody wants to even try
it. It was good.
No. Yeah. For family meal.
Well, who are you cooking for, though?
But that's my point. Why do I have to pick? Why do I have to choose? Why can't I have both?
What do you want me to say to you?
The truth.
You want me to tell you that you're the best chef that I ever worked with. You are, Carl. You are the best chef I ever worked with. I mean it.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
Wow.
That's from the chef.
Also, Mark Ruffalo having a birthday today. He turns 54.
Let's record an album.
We don't even need to rent a studio.
We can record outside.
Every song we do in a different location.
Under the bridge.
Chinatown.
Rowing boats in Central Park.
Whatever happens, we record it.
If we get arrested.
Keep rolling.
Wow.
Keep it rolling.
He's pretty talented fellow.
Hey, like Christmas is right on the way for this next one.
Oh, boy. Oh, yeah. This is a good one. Jamie Lee Curtis turning 63. Is this
Luther,
Christmas with the Cranks?
Your face.
What about it?
It's like it's frozen or something.
Oh, this. I got a Botox injection today.
Yeah. Botox treatment.
Botox. They take a big needle and inject it into your forehead and it freezes your face like this. I read it in a health magazine.
And how long are you going to be like this?
Well, this is temporary.
Wow.
His eyebrows are up like on the top of his head.
Man. Billie Jean King having a birthday today. She turned 78 years old.
Wow.
In the old days, you had to win Wimbledon or you weren't number one in the world. So I would dream about it every night. And so I'm finally there. But it's just, it's such a wonderful stage. You know, to me, a tennis court's a stage, like an actor or in a theater or a dancer or whoever.
Hmm.
And then one more.
This guy has been on a lot of different shows.
He is, and he's the kind of guy that you hear his name, you're like, I don't think I know who that is. And then you hear him speaking, you immediately know who that is. Richard Kind, 65, birthdays today.
This is when he used to be on the TV show Spin City with Michael J. Fox. And he has been sold a bill of goods. He thinks he's talking to a psychic when it's one of his colleagues in the office. And then he wants to call the psychic while she's like, 15 feet away, and well, it all unravels.
You send me to the track and tell me to put my paycheck on a horse named Slowpoke?
Like I said, fun.
No hard feelings.
Oh my God, the horse came in? What are the odds?
About 60 to 1, baby!
He had a whole roll of like 20s. I don't know. He won a lot of money that day.
That's pretty funny.
From his psychic.
He is very funny.
Yeah, he's good.
Very funny fellow. All right. We'll be back with our answer to our Mind Jam trivia. Our text number is 434-248-0704.
I'm going to read it for you one more time. But before I do that, I want to mention here, it is Start Your Own Country Day. Did you realize that?
Yes.
You can start your own country day.
Well, you know, I've had Janet Land for a while where it's always sunny and 72.
That's right.
The food's really good. There's lots of dogs.
There's
a few cats, not many.
just enough to keep the mice away.
Ones. That's right. Yeah, just enough for them to do their job.
So Start Your Own Country Day. Let us know if you'd like to start one and what you'd call it maybe. On this day in 1984, Fred Rogers of Mr. Rogers' Neighborhood presented his sweater to the Smithsonian. But did you know there was a time in his career where he played another character? Only one time. It was on a show he loved so much, he requested to be on it. And of course, he played a good guy. The show ran in the 1990s. What is that show? And you can text us 434-248-0704. Since it's Start Your Own Country Day today, Janet.
Yeah, it's true.
Everybody wants to rule the world.
Yeah, see, I don't. There's just too much involved, too stressful.
622.
Start your mornings on the right foot and listen to the Morning Jam, 6 to 9 a.m.
626, there's your hint. How about some answers, Janet?
Well, they were getting close. Our question this morning was about Mr. Rogers. On this day in 1984, he presented his sweater to the Smithsonian.
Mm-hmm.
Usually, Fred Rogers played himself whenever he was on a different show.
Right.
But there was one time in his career that he wanted to play a fictional character mm-hmm. on one of his favorite shows.
Yep.
And we ask you, what show that ran in the 90s was the show?
Mm-hmm.
We had some really great guesses.
Okay.
Highway to Heaven was one
okay.
that they
could
guessed.
See that.
I could see that one as well. I'm not sure that it ran into the 90s, though. I think that was late 80s.
Yeah.
Maybe Touched by an Angel, also a good
yeah,
guess. That
yeah.
definitely ran.
Right Network.
There, down in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
But the answer was?
Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yes. Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman was the mm-hmm. was the answer. And he, I think he played a pastor.
I think so, yeah.
Not a huge stretch, probably,
mm-hmm.
for his personality.
Right.
But yeah, apparently he loved Dr. Quinn, Medicine Woman.
Yeah.
You know, Jane Seymour playing a very different character now on TV.
What is she doing?
There's a sitcom that she's on now
uh-huh.
called Be Positive, and it's about
okay.
It's a little bit like The Cool Kids.
Yeah.
It's a like a retirement home
oh,
kind of
yeah.
thing.
Okay.
It's got a lot of celebrities in it. I don't think it's as funny as The Cool Kids.
Right.
Was, but
cool
she
kids
plays
so good.
The kind of trashy resident.
Oh, really?
Yeah. She
Jeez.
Wears a lot of leopard skin and
oh,
has different wigs.
It's kind of a cougar, huh?
A little bit,
yeah.
right. A little bit of that going on. And she has an American accent, which is really weird. But,
oh, okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Huh.
So it's an interesting departure,
yeah.
shall we say.
Learned something over the weekend, speaking of actresses having accents.
Mm-hmm.
Beth on Yellowstone is like, must be from Australia or somewhere.
Do tell.
She's part of a little interview in one of the commercials. Got caught up this weekend on Yellowstone, finally. And, of course, I was doing show prep while I was watching, so I was multitasking.
Mm-hmm.
But anyways, did you realize the vice president was president for a short time?
Yes.
Over the weekend?
Shudder.
Get vaccinated.
Mm.
Joe had to go under the garden hose there for a little while.
Right.
Got cleaned out. Had to get a colonoscopy. So,
Keep that classy there, Lamb. I like it. I try.
It's the rebirth of Common Sense Talk Radio. We are the Morning Jam.